Our Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus. Thank thee that he came from heaven with one purpose, to shed his precious blood that we might be saved. The scripture tells us without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness of sins. Well, we thank thee that the Savior shed his precious blood that we might be forgiven. And we pray for each one that's here tonight, that even tonight, they might discover the forgiveness of God. And so we pray that thou will help us from the very start of this meeting to the end. We pray for each one that's here. Help them, Lord, to listen. Those that are not saved, give them ears to hear and hearts to respond in faith to Christ. So we commend our need to thee in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to read in Matthew's Gospel tonight at the opening of the meeting. Matthew's Gospel and chapter 14. Verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the even was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" I trust God will bless the reading of this well-known account. Everybody knows the account of the Lord Jesus walking on the water, and Peter going to the Lord Jesus walking on the water. But by way of opening for my brother tonight, I just have three very simple things I want you to remember. And even you young people can remember these. You've all heard the expression that we're all in the same boat. All in the same boat. Well, literally, they were all in the same boat. It means this: they're all in the same situation. So I want to talk to you about the situation that they were in. Then I want to talk to you about when they saw the Lord Jesus. They didn't know it was the Lord Jesus. So I want to talk to you about the revelation that they got. And lastly, I want to talk to you about one man and his salvation. The situation that they were in, they were all in the same boat. It was an awful night. The Lord Jesus sent them to cross the sea in this boat. And he went up into the mountain to pray. But the devil didn't want them to cross. Whenever the Lord tells you to do something, you know the devil doesn't want you to do it. And while the Lord wants to save you tonight, the devil doesn't want you to be saved. And the devil's no joke. He's a real being. He's a most powerful being. And he'll do everything in his power to make sure you don't get saved. He would do everything in his power to make sure this ship didn't make it to the other side. But the Lord said, "Go to the other side." So they went down. They get in the boat, but it was dark. They're in the dark. They're all in the same situation, in the dark. Any of you young people still in the dark? No light? I'm going to ask you something very simple, because when I wanted to be saved, I tried really hard to get saved. Some of you just sat through weeks of gospel meeting. Did you try to get saved? You got no light? Still in the dark? And it just seems like nothing makes sense? You're in the dark? Well, that's where these men were. They're stuck in the dark. And they're all in the dark. And they just long for some light. And there didn't seem to be any light anywhere. You know, the night I got saved, I was reading my Bible, and I couldn't find anything in the Bible. It was all dark. Nothing made sense. You ever been like that? That's the situation they're in. If you're in that situation, then listen, you're in the dark. No light. You need light from God. Do you ever cry to God for light? Lord, show me. Show me how I can be saved. Or are you going to stay in the dark? It's an awful thing to be in the dark. Not just physically in the dark, but I'm talking about the darkness of your sins. There's nothing light about sin. It's dark. And it will lock you in darkness forever. You know what the Bible calls hell? Ever wonder why that's painted black? Because there's fire in hell, you know. There's not just fire in the lake of fire. There's fire in hell. Why do you think the artist painted it black? Because the Bible calls hell the blackness of darkness forever. The blackness of darkness forever. It's an awful thing to be in the dark. It's an awful thing to be in your sins. You'll be locked in that darkness forever. And here's all these men. I'm using them as an example. They're all in the same boat. They're all in the dark. They can't see. There's no light. But had I read to you this same account in Mark's gospel, it says this: but the Lord saw them. He went up into the mountaintop to pray, and he saw them toiling and rowing. That's what they were doing. They're in the dark, in a storm, in a boat, and they're all working really hard and they're getting nowhere. Do you ever feel like you're working really hard at salvation and getting nowhere? I know some of you want to be saved. I've known some of you and you've wanted to be saved for years and you're still not saved. Do you ever feel like you're pulling away at it? You're working at it and you're working at it and you're getting nowhere. Because it's not by your works that you get saved. But the Lord saw them. He sees everything you're doing. He sees all the work. He sees all your trying. He saw them toiling and rowing. And the best part about this is the Lord cared for them. The Lord wanted to come to them. The Lord wanted to save them, in our language today, for this gospel meeting. He wanted to come. He wanted to save them. He didn't want them to stay in the dark. I'm going to refer to myself a number of times tonight, but here's a second time. You know the night I got saved? I was mad. I was angry at God because he wouldn't save me. I wanted to be saved, and it was his fault. He wouldn't save me. Do you ever feel like that? But all the while, the Lord sees you, and he wants to save you. It's not his fault. He would save you. It's you. It's you. And I'm going to refer to myself again. Do you know, before I got saved that night, I found this out. It's not him, it's me. I put it like this: I'm too stupid to be saved. In fact, I told the Lord that. I'm too stupid to be saved. It wasn't the Lord. The Lord saw them. Do you know what the Lord was doing for these men up in that mountain? He was praying for them. They're down there in the dark. They're in the storm. They're in trouble. But he cared so much for them. He was praying for them. And he's going to come to them. Do you know there's someone that wants you to be saved more than you want to be saved? That's the Lord. He wants you to be saved. He longs to save you. And yet you're locked in your sins. And you're stuck, just like these men, the situation they were in. But it got worse. Bad enough to be out in the boat, in the dark. The wind was contrary to them. But then the waves started up, and it begins to fill the boat. And they realize this. You know what happens in a boat when the water gets on the inside? I'll give you a little clue. If you're going to go in a boat, keep the water on the outside. Because when the water gets on the inside, you're going down. And the water came on the inside. And the men realized we're going down. Did you ever realize that? Did it ever cross your mind that you're going down? You're not going up, you're going down. Down in your sins. Be an awful thing, you know, to go down in your sins, to die in your sins. I can't think of anything worse in all the scriptures than this statement of the Lord Jesus. It's the worst statement in the Bible. Here's what it says. Ye shall die in your sins. If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And whither I go, you cannot come. Let me tell you something. You don't want to die in your sins. You do not want, whatever else you do, you do not want to die in your sins. Girls, make up your mind now. Whether you get saved tonight or not, make up your mind. I'm not going to die in my sins. You hear that? Determine in your own soul, I'm not going to die in my sins. Boys, I'm not going to die in my sins. Because if you die in your sins, you'll be lost forever. There is nothing worse than to be lost forever with no light, no hope, no refuge ever. The worst thing you could ever do is to die in your sins. You would do well tonight to determine before God whether you get saved tonight or not. You determine in your soul, I don't want to die in my sins. There's nothing worse in all the universe of God and to die in your sins. What a situation to be in. But then they saw something. I often wondered if there was like a light. That's my imagination. If there was like a light around the Lord Jesus. Because remember, it was dark. They're in the dark. It's the fourth watch of the night, we read. That's after 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the darkest part of the night. In a storm, on the sea, in the dark, and they saw someone walking on the water. And they were afraid. But then he said this. What a revelation. They must have sighed with relief. It is I. It is I. Be not afraid. It's the Lord. It was the Lord. He was coming to them. Why do you think he was coming? Why do you think the Lord, they're in the boat, in the dark. Why do you think the Lord was coming? He's coming to save them. That's why he's coming. Did you know the Lord would come to this meeting tonight to save you? That's the very reason he would come. Just so that you could be saved. Oh, he came the first time so you could be saved. That's the whole reason he came the first time. He came into this world to save sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. That's why he came the first time. That's why he would come tonight to save you. He would draw right near to your chair just to save you. He sees that you're going down. He sees you're in the dark. And he would like to give you some light. He'd like to reveal himself to you. But you know, just like you, they didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. You'll go to hell for not believing God. Not for robbing a bank. There'll be bank robbers end up in heaven. But there won't be a single person in heaven that does not believe God. Every person in hell is in hell because they will not believe God. Do you believe God? That's why we sing it. Oh, believe it. Oh, believe it. Christ has died upon the tree, that from sin you might be free. Oh, believe it. Because if you die not believing God, you'll be in hell. So one man in that boat did what you should do tonight. He said, Lord, if it's you, see, he didn't believe it. If it's you, tell me to come out on the water. Now, Peter knew he couldn't walk on water, but he also knew this, that if that's really the Lord out on the water, then he can save me. If it's you, do you believe it's the Lord that's speaking to you tonight? Or is it just a preacher? Do you believe this is God speaking to you and this is the time for you to be saved? Here's what Peter said. Lord, if it's you, bid me come on the water. The Lord gave him one word. You listening? You know what that word was? Come. 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 That's what they all did, just what you just did. Not a soul moved. Come. Not a single person moved, except one man. He looked at the water. He looked at the waves. He looked at the boat. And the Lord said, come. And they all sat there, just like you are, except one man. He came up to the side of that boat, and he took one step of faith out of that boat, and he was saved. He responded. That's when salvation happens. You know that, don't you? God has done everything to save you. Christ has died to put away your sins. You know that. You could probably, if you weren't afraid to do it, you could probably stand up here and tell the gospel story as better than we can. And yet you're not saved because you never responded to Christ. When he says, come, you sat there. But Peter didn't. He stepped out. Oh, yeah, he began to sink. He stepped out and he looked at the water and he began to sink. But he stepped out all the same. Would you step out tonight? If Christ said to you, come, come unto me, and I'll save you, would you come? Peter stepped up. And as he began to go down, he realized, I need Christ. And he just said the simplest thing, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Do you ever think if Peter never cried, Lord, save me, what would have happened? What will happen to you if you don't cry out to the Lord to save you? Yeah, you know, don't you? But the moment Peter cried out, Lord, save me, there was a hand right there, just like that. A strong hand. And the Lord saved him. You know, that's how a person gets saved. Cry out to the Lord, save me. Because he's done everything to save you, as you'll hear in the last part of this meeting now. He's done the work that saves. He went to the cross. He paid the price. It's his power that saves you. That's why we sang tonight, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Christ. He paid the price to save you, and he's strong enough to save you. What about you? Would you cry out tonight? Or are you going to die in your sins? What an awful situation if you die in your sins. Jesus said, where I am, you cannot